This is who you are. Mama, I love you the bestest, and you are pretty. The first time I heard those sentiments roll off his little lips, my whole heart melted. However, this was about the 11th time he had told me this in the past hour. It was midday, and my afternoon coffee was losing its effect, leaving me ill-equipped for conversing with a 5-year-old. Thanks, bud. My reply was half-hearted, but then he spoke again. Is that a good encourager to you? I smiled. Yes, love, that's encouraging to me. You are a very good encourager. It was a term we had introduced him to a couple of months before. We had explained to him what it was to be an encourager, and he had run full speed ahead as if it were his life's calling. He began identifying himself as an encourager. He would offer a sweet sentiment, tell me I'm pretty, that he liked my necklace, or that I was a fast runner, and then watch for my visible response. Would I smile into his eyes or offer a quick and distracted thanks? My heart told me early on that this was his experiment. He wanted to see just how this encouragement thing worked, and how I responded could fortify within his spirit a lifelong habit of encouraging. I dreaded to think of snuffing out this quality within him. No, I needed to fuel it, because this world could certainly use more encouragers, those who will build others up through the power of their words. I determined in my heart that our 936 weeks would be used to raise some up. We teach our children what it looks like to encourage by being the ones to first encourage them. We can make kind words that build one another up a seamless, organic, automatic part of their day by making it a key ingredient to the culture of our home. Proverbs tells us, "The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life." Chapter 10, verse 11. And with Christ as our righteousness, we have this gift available to us. One way we practice this in our own home is through certain phrases that we've sown into our everyday conversations. These phrases act as brick and mortar, constructing a strong sense of belonging and identity, one they can use as a defense against the harsh words they may encounter as they grow up. These phrases are neither forced nor robotic. They are nothing magical, but they are also nothing short of life-giving. They are phrases such as a simple, "I love you," as you look into their eyes. "I love that God made you special in this way," fill in the blank. "I'm proud of you because," fill in the blank. "I saw you do blank today, and it made me so happy." "I love who you are." "I saw you conquer blank today, and you did great." "I appreciate that you did blank today." "I'm sorry I did blank today. Sometimes moms sin too. Will you forgive me?" These are the phrases that we weave together chords of a tenacious identity within our child. They are not mere flattery because they must, at their heart, be thoughtful and true. Choose a couple of these phrases to sprinkle throughout your conversations this week. Watch your child's response as you speak life into their spirits. Observe how their confidence grows and how the roots of your relationship gain new depth and strength. These are the words of life that build up and patch up what was once torn down. These are the words that ground your child in their identity as loved, respected, and appreciated for who they are. These identity words and phrases are indispensable when it comes to investing.